The Tyson Family Foundation, along with the Tyson Foods Foundation, has gifted the University of Arkansas $2.5 million to construct a unified child development center that also provides affordable, high-quality childcare to faculty, staff, and students. Danielle Strickland, Director of Development Communication at the U of A, says the new center will provide several benefits to the university community.
The $2.5 million gift from the Tyson Family Foundation and the Tyson Foods Foundation will, first of all, bring the nursery school program and the infant development center together in one location, and it will also provide many more opportunities for the students and faculty on campus that currently conduct research and observations there. And additionally, we'll be able to serve many, many more families and children in Northwest Arkansas with daycare services.
The planned name for the new center is the Jean Tyson Child Development Center, in honor of the matriarch of the Tyson family. For decades, the University of Arkansas has offered an infant development center and a nursery school as separate facilities through the School of Human Environmental Sciences and the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences.
They both serve the purpose of students being able to study child development, nursing, and early childhood education, and also offers a daycare service to families in the community. The main issue right now is that the space is very limited. We're not able to serve the number of families that we would like to serve. And the amount of research and observation that goes on there is limited also due to space.
The $2.5 million gift will help establish a state-of-the-art learning facility with classrooms, indoor and outdoor play areas, and an observation room for students who seek to gain insight into the developmental and behavioral patterns in children.
The new center has a threefold mission. First of all, to educate university students. So there will be much more space for that, much more opportunity for an interactive learning and teaching environment for the children and the students. Secondly, it will promote childcare research. So students and faculty will be able to learn about child development, techniques for developing children, and many of these research findings may be able to assist with statewide or even national early childhood programs. So the impact goes far beyond the University of Arkansas campus, certainly, and even far beyond the state. And last but not least, the new center will strive to enhance Arkansas communities. The easiest way they'll do that is by providing an even better child care facility for the campus and Northwest Arkansas community. And it will be a great resource for families and also, of course, a resource for instructors.
The proposed location for the new Child Development Center is on Douglas Street between Storr and Oakland, not far away from the current location of the Infant Development Center. Once the center is open, an application system will help streamline the process of childcare for parents as well as the center. Danielle says the project may require additional funding.
The $2.5 million gift from the Tyson Family Foundation and the Tyson Foods Foundation is an amazing lead gift to get this project started. And likely there will be a need for additional funding to complete this center. And so that's something that we're always wanting to promote, is there is an opportunity for alumni, friends, other companies, foundations to get involved with this very exciting initiative.
The new Child Development Center hopes to benefit more than 300 University of Arkansas students in their research and provide quality childcare to more than 140 families from the campus and community. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.